Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Going Postal. I'm Joe Cuny here with my business partner, Tim Nolan. How you doing, Tim?
Doing great, Joe. How are you?
Good. Got a great topic we're going to talk to you guys about today. It's what we've been really talking about and dealing with for the last 9 months or almost all of 2022. We're going to talk about, you know, what the state of the union is as far as what's going on in the world of our finances and money and what the recession, if there's going to be a recession. Sure. So we'll get into that when we come back to you guys on the flip side. All right, guys, welcome back. Tim.
Joe.
Another episode.
Another one.
Yep.
They're going in the books.
This one today, though, is really one I think people have, they've really been wanting to talk about or get our opinion on.
Yep.
And it is about, you know, what is the climate or what is 2023 going to look like financially?
Yeah.
But before we get into that, we want to welcome you guys back again to another podcast to Going Postal. I don't know how many this is. We're probably going
I think this
on
is 10, maybe
10. I was going to say we're up in double digits.
Yep.
It just keeps growing and growing and growing, which Tim and I are excited about. We see all the viewers on all the different platforms that we're on. We're happy you guys are joining us, and you know, hopefully 2023 just keeps growing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we welcome in 2023 with a little bit of hesitation in the financial markets.
Yep.
You know, and just a reminder, folks, of how we can help you. You know, we're Postal Blue Book Help. This is the Going Postal podcast. But we've been helping postal workers as well as other federal employees with the retirement. And making sure that they understand all of their benefits and how they affect them when they do decide to go to retire. However, this one that we've talked about in previous episodes, I don't remember the episode number.
Right.
But, you know, it's geared towards your TSP.
Right.
Which is, you know, affected by the economy and the financial markets and everything that we have going on in the world today, Joe. You know, 2023, are we headed towards a recession? You know, there's that question that's been lingering for many, many months, almost the entire year 2022. I mean, we've seen 40-year record high inflation.
Right.
You know, inflation got as high as 9.5%. They say that it's kind of easing now. It's 7.5%, 8%. Just kind of depends on who you're listening to or what articles you're reading. But, you know, we really need to take a step back and look at how our clients are preparing for that. If they're retiring now, if they're pushing off retirement for another 2 years, what are you doing to make sure that your probably your biggest asset, your TSP,
right,
is secured? And what, even those that aren't retiring, even the younger crowd, right? What are they doing right now to help protect, but also bolster their retirement in the future?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's a scary deal. I mean, you know, we listen to all the different major news outlets, and if you listen to any of the financial advisors on there, you know, they're pretty doom and gloom about 2023 and what that looks like. Now, right. You know, who knows what to believe.
Sure.
But when you get to especially, you know, 55, 60 years old, and you've got this nest egg built up in your TSP, can you handle 2008 all over again? Because are we trending towards that? We know the housing market's
I mean,
not real good right now.
No, interest rates are back up. You know, they're trying to do that to hedge inflation.
Right.
And, you know, now I was just talking to a buddy this past weekend. 30-year mortgage, 7.5%.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're going back to almost like 2000, the year 2000. Interest rates on the housing market.
And, you know, for you folks that are out there that are that 55, 60 years old, you're thinking, well, I have my mortgage, that doesn't affect me, but it does affect you because it affects what's going on in the market.
Right.
So we just want to make sure that you guys are well aware of what we think is going to go on in 2023 and, you know, give you the guidance we can give you to make sure that you're you're protecting
sure.
your family and everything that you've built over the course of the last 20, 25, 30 years.
Right, right. So, you know, let's get into, and I'm sure we have the younger audience out there also listening, whether it be on their favorite podcast platform, audio podcasts, or they're out there listening to this and watching it on our YouTube channel. But Joe, let's take a step back and review some of the things that we went through in our TSP episode.
Yep.
You know, and talk about the three different phases, because it affects everybody from the newest at the Postal Service in their 20s to those that you mentioned that are retiring, getting ready to retire, and even those that are already retired, right? So we have three phases we talk to all of our clients about when we're meeting with them. The first of those phases is the accumulation phase,
right?
Right. So accumulation phase is, you know, you're in your early 20s, whether you're out of college or maybe you didn't go to college, and maybe you're out of the military and now you're starting to work and you're starting to contribute to that TSP, right? So the TSP, you're going to hopefully at least put 5% in, right? Then you're going to get that government match. For those of you out there that don't like free money, just slap yourself in the face, or, you know, ask a coworker to give you a slap on the face or something. But that free money, that TSP that the government is matching, take advantage of it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I mean, we tell everybody there, you know, we talk to 25, 30, 35 year olds and
yeah.
they're like, well, how much should I be putting in my TSP? Yeah. And it's like, well, as much as you can afford.
Sure.
Because you're going to thank us when we're having
this conversation 20 years from
that's
now.
That's right. So, you know, should I put it in the Roth? Should I put it in the traditional side? We'll help you guys with all that. Just, you know, contact us at Postal Blue Book Help, and we'll be happy to kind of guide you guys down the right road. But just make sure in the accumulation phase that you're maximizing
yep.
that TSP.
Yeah, so accumulation phase, just to confirm that, is anywhere from your early 20s till 50, 55 years right. old, right? And then what phase do we go into, Joe?
Preservation phase.
Right. And why do we do that?
Because we want to make sure that in retirement, you have that nest egg and right. you don't lose that money. We don't want to be as aggressive when we're trying to preserve, because you've already did 25, 30 years of accumulation, right?
Yep.
One of the things that we hear from people all the time is, well, I'm a gambler. You know, I want to make sure that I have the most for my family. Well, I get that to a certain extent because yeah. you and I like to go and gamble sure. a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, if 2008, and we talk about that a lot, happens again, you're what Tim uses this phrase all the time, but your 401k or 400,000 that you had put right. away is now a 201k.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not good because you don't have time on your side to make that money back because you're getting ready to retire.
Right.
So you're not going to be contributing to your TSP.
Right.
So we talk about preservation.
Yeah. You know, those of you that have your money sitting in the C fund, the Charlie fund, you know, that's the S&P 500. S&P 500 in 2008 was down 38.5%. All right. So again, think about it. You're in the preservation years. We talk about, let's just say 55 to 65 or 70 years old. You're trying to preserve everything that you saved during those accumulation years. And now you have your, you know, majority of your money sitting in the C fund, maybe a little bit in the G or the S and the I, and now the S&P 500, which is down about 20% was down 20% in 2022. If it drops to 38% like it did in 2008, now you're, again, 401k is now a 201k.
Right.
Right. So get with us. We're happy to help you understand ways to preserve the growth that you had for the 20 plus years, the 30 years that you were working, and maybe you're still working. It's okay to still be in this preservation phase, right? Because you want to make sure that it doesn't drop.
Right.
And situate yourself that you can potentially take advantage of gains when you do retire.
And we have those solutions for
them. We do.
Yeah.
We do. You know, and then as we get to the third phase is the distribution phase.
Right.
Right. So for a lot of our clients that we talk to, you know, some of them say, well, you know what? I have a number of sources. I've got my pension. I've got Social Security. You know, I don't know if I'm going to really need my TSP as a income source. And so those folks are talking to us about it as an accumulation, a wealth accumulation,
right.
and eventually a wealth transfer source to, you know, kids, grandkids, great grandkids, whatever. But we're going to be into a distribution phase, right? When you are required to take minimum distributions, RMDs, all right? The Secure Act 2.0 was just amended this year, actually at the end of 2022, a few days ago. And the age used to be 72 in 2022 that you had to start taking distributions from your qualified money, your retirement, your tax deferred money, because good old Uncle Sam still wants to get his money paid taxes.
He wants his money.
Right. He's got his hand. I want you. Yeah. I want your money for taxes. Okay. But this year in 2023, the Secure Act 2.0 was just amended to say that 73 years old is the earliest that you have to start taking distributions.
Is that because people are living longer?
Life expectancy. Yeah. It's gone up. Yeah. Mortality tables. People are living longer. And then in 2027, it's supposed to go to 74 years old. And then 10 years from now in 2033, it's going to be 75 years old.
Yep.
So again, working with us and showing, looking at some different strategies on waiting to take those distributions till the latest age that you have to, so that you don't get hit with taxes now on it. It may be something that you need to look at.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, you talked about those different buckets of money for people. You guys have your pension, your Social Security, and then your TSP. You know, a lot of people don't know, when should I take my Social Security?
Right.
Should I start an income stream off my TSP? These are all questions that when we really dive in to your financial situation that we can help you answer. And it's, you know, unless you're a financial advisor, or you're not going to know how to do that stuff.
No.
You know, so that's what we're here for. I mean, obviously we help you guys fill out the blue book, but these are all the other things that we help out with as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Joe mentioned earlier, you know, if you're still contributing, do I put it in the traditional? Do I put it in the Roth? Favorite answer? It depends.
Right.
You know, because there's tax deferred and tax free. And so doesn't matter what funds you're in. That's just the tax status, traditional or Roth. And so there are a lot of different things that we can talk about, sit down with you on your specific situation. If this is a hot topic for you that you want to learn more about, go out to our website, postalbluebookhelp.com, fill out the quick information, and one of our federal retirement consultants will reach out to you and schedule a one-on-one appointment via Zoom, or if you're local, meet locally.
Right.
You know, we could sit here and beat this horse about the TSP, but you know, the recession, if we're entering one, you know, everybody has a different take on that. The big thing to just think about right now is how can I protect what I've earned and saved so long for these 25, 30 years that I've worked for the government? What are my options? How can I protect it? How can I make sure that my wealth, if it is wealth transfer, to kids or grandkids or great grandkids, how am I going to be able to protect that from sliding away, and eroding away with the market? Because we don't know what it's going to do. We don't have that crystal ball.
Right. And having solutions like we have, you know, and us being able to project out 10, 20 years, what that would look like, what that pot of money would look like 10, yeah, 20 years from now,
right,
is really eye-opening for people.
It is.
So the easiest thing for you guys to do is just reach out to us at Postal Blue Book Help. Be happy to go through that with you.
Yeah. You know, you just kind of rattled something in this large brain of mine that is, well, large head, I should say, small brain, large head, that you know, we think about if we don't need the income now, right, healthcare. Or a long-term care event, you know, to where you might need access to a large bucket of money. I know my late father was in a nursing home, and we were spending upwards of $6,000 to $7,000 a month, and that was 15 years ago.
Right.
And now I'm sure it's $10,000 a month. And so making sure that you're prepared for a potential long-term care need to get to your money, well, again, I know we keep saying this, sound like a broken record. If your $400,000 becomes $200,000 and you need $10,000 a month, that's going to last, $200,000 might last 2 years.
Yeah, less than 2 years.
You know? And so, again, working with us and working with our federal retirement consultants to make sure that your plan is on course and situated so that the what if happens, you're financially prepared.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, you know, that that pretty much wraps it up. We don't need to keep beating the horse, but we do need to make sure that you guys reach out to us, postalbluebookhelp.com. Check out our podcast here on our YouTube channel, as well as Facebook at Postal Blue Book Help. Like, subscribe, share.
Smash.
Smash the button. Thank it. You know, like it. And we're happy to help you guys. This is Tim Nolan and my business partner, Joe Cuny. We're going Postal Podcast. We'll see you soon.